Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The body of a Marathon County man missing on the Wisconsin River in Wausau has been recovered. Divers today found the body of 41-year-old Dominic Flaminio of Rothschild following a search that began Thursday. Television station WAOW reports that Flaminio was with his girlfriend and her children in the river near Memorial Park. Police say Flaminio was attempting to rescue his girlfriend's 8-year-old son, who had been swept away by a current. Flaminio disappeared under the water. The boy was rescued by his older sister. And a 51-year-old Tomahawk man remains in custody in Merrill after deputies investigated a complaint of improper behavior of a school bus driver in Tomahawk School District. The bond for James Schmidt was set at $100,000 Friday in Lincoln County Court. Schmidt has been charged with felony counts of child enticement, stalking, and abduction of another's child. On June 7th, deputies were informed of the incident, which had occurred on the last day of school, and have been investigating since that date. Schmidt was taken into custody on Tuesday. Sheriff's officials say the incident occurred on the last day of school. Deputies did not feel students were in imminent danger, as the suspect no longer had contact with students. Schmidt will next be in court on June 29th. And two levels of security for the Vilas County Courthouse were recently debated by the County Public Property Committee, but no decision made. Board Chair Ron DeBruin felt a single entrance plan for the new $11 million addition may require up to three persons to staff it, and suggested the top floor of the courthouse, where courts, juvenile intake, clerk of courts, and register and probate are located, should be secured first. That was not supported by Vilas County Judge Neil Nielsen, who said security for all employees and visitors was needed. Nielsen says he would never advocate security greater for court staff than any other employees, noting that county offices also experience disgruntled employees such as zoning, child support, social services, treasurer, and district attorney. District Attorney Martha Milanowski agreed, saying she had encountered people after hours who should not be in the courthouse. Presently, there is no sweep of the building at closing time. County Clerk Dave Allman said a decision was needed soon, so funding could be included in the next budget. And political stress is still prevalent in the workplace, Tim Morrissey reports.
Months after the presidential election, political animosity lingers at workplaces across the country. The American Psychological Association says stress on the job actually has increased and blames it partly on political divisions among coworkers. Last September, an APA survey found more than one in four workers reported negativity from political arguments. Now, it's 4 in 10 workers who report a lack of productivity, poor work quality, or difficulty getting work done. Negative views of some coworkers and increased workplace hostility. David Ballard, director of the APA's Center for Excellence, says what people talk about at work can spark ill feelings.
These are loaded topics. They're not just talking about the election or whose candidate won or lost. They're talking about very personal, sensitive issues that touch on age and sex and religion and race.
More than twice as many men as women report being less productive because of political discussions, and workers ages 18 to 34 seem to feel the most impact from the differing viewpoints. I'm Tim Morrissey reporting.
University of Wisconsin President Ray Cross says 2% annual raises would be the largest investment the state has made in UW employees in more than a decade. The legislature's Joint Finance Committee has voted to budget a general raise of 4% for the next 2 years instead of Governor Scott Walker's proposal for merit raises as determined by the Board of Regents. However, the committee did not add extra funding to cover everybody's raises. The $15.5 million proposed by Walker covers about 70% of that total. And a nephew of former U.S. Senator Herb Cole wants to follow his uncle's footsteps in Congress. Dan Cole of Mequon has become the second Democrat to announce plans to run against GOP Representative Glenn Grothman of Glenn Beulah in next year's elections. Scott Ulmer of Plymouth also has announced a Democratic run against Grothman, a former state senator who's now in his second two-year term. The weather forecast for tonight and the weekend, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and the chance of precipitation about 50%. Saturday, slight chance of showers in the morning, then a better chance of rain throughout the day, mostly cloudy with a high near 79, rain chance 50%. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely Saturday night, cloudy, low near 56. Sunday showers likely, thunderstorms with a high near 65. And Monday, 40% chance of showers, cloudy, high near 66. That's the news this time around. Coming up next, Blues Friday. 6 hours of the blues live from the WXPR studios. I'm Ken Kroll.